Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we've just finished looking at the fall through our first parents, Adam and Eve, that they sinned against God, but then also we, as Adam, represented the whole human race, that we fell with Adam, that we are born guilty and sinful, that we are corrupt in every part of our being. And this is what we call original sin, this bad news. But can anyone go to heaven with this sinful nature? And the answer is no. God is holy and just, and we cannot, we would be unholy. And that wouldn't be just, because we deserve the wrath and curse of God. What does every sin deserve? The wrath and curse of God. So can anyone go to heaven with this sinful nature? The answer is no. Our hearts must be changed before we can believe, so we can believe in Jesus and go to heaven. Our hearts must be changed before we can believe in Jesus and go to heaven. So what is this change of heart called? It's called the new birth or regeneration. The new birth or regeneration. That there's this new birth, that we're born guilty and sinful, but there's this new birth which then changes us, or called regeneration. And that's a big word, but it's very important, that this regeneration. So who can actually change a sinner's heart? Can you and I just sit there and try with our very heart, you know, to change our own heart to believe in Jesus and force ourselves? If we try every part of our being to try and change our heart, we cannot change our heart, because every part of our being is corrupt. That we can't change. The corrupt can't change it to corrupt. That we need help. And this is the good news, that although we're left and we're guilty and sinful and we are corrupt in every part of our being, that we need this change of heart, this new birth, this regeneration. And who can change a sinner's heart? It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit alone. That the Holy Spirit works in people to change sinners' hearts so that they might believe in Jesus and go to heaven. And this is amazing, that we are stuck, we are left, that what does every sin deserve? The wrath and curse of God, that we are corrupt in every part of our being, but the Holy Spirit can work within us and change our heart. And there's this image in the Bible which says that the Holy Spirit changes our heart, that it's like this stone. And we are like the stone, and the stone is sitting there, and a stone can't change. But God, the Holy Spirit, takes our stone heart and turns it into a real heart. As we've looked at, that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that we can't do that because we're corrupt in every part of our being. But God can change our stone heart to a living, beating heart so that we can love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That God can change a sinner's heart. That the Holy Spirit alone can change a sinner's heart. This is the good news that we need. That we're left. We're stuck. We're dead in our trespasses, it says. But God breathed life into us through this new birth, through this regeneration, through the Holy Spirit working in us. And this is the good news of the gospel, that we can't save ourselves, that the covenant of life cannot save ourselves, but the covenant of grace does. And God, through the Holy Spirit, can change our hearts to believe in Jesus, that we can go to heaven. And this is amazing. This is phenomenal. That we are stuck. But God can change our heart. God can change a sinner's heart. The Holy Spirit can change a sinner's heart to give it new birth, to regenerate it. And what an amazing thing that is for us who are stuck. But God changes our stone hearts into beating hearts because of the Holy Spirit.